So a reminder to media members who may have just joined the call, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I am well. A 2-0 start for your team after that 38-10 win over Lehigh in your home opener on Saturday. What impressed you about the way your team played?
There are a lot of impressive things throughout the day, Rob. One thing that we were pretty excited about here, our game day atmosphere and environment was really good. It looked like a really packed house, and you know, that was good to see in our home opener against Lehigh. The other thing is, for the second week or second game in a row, I guess, we seem to have pretty good balance on offense, and we seem to, you know, continue our aggressive style on defense. And you know, we were able to put some points on the board. Started out a little slow, but second quarter, we were able to get some points on the board, take a nice 17-3 halftime lead, scored a touchdown on an interception return. So two games in a row, we've had a score on defense. And the other thing that was impressive is that we've had multiple people scoring touchdowns. So Daniel Smith, our quarterback, threw three touchdown passes to three different receivers for the second game in a row, and we had another rushing touchdown. So far we've scored 10 touchdowns by 10 different people, so it's good to spread the wealth.
Yeah, ask you about that. That's an incredible stat. Daniel, with as you said, just another super efficient game. Didn't do quite as much with his legs, but 172 yards passing and three touchdowns. How impressive has he been here through 2 weeks and an offense that's kind of new to him, spreading the ball around and making plays?
He's been good. He seems to be very well composed on the field, on the sideline, in practice. Doesn't get too excited, doesn't get too down. Goes where the ball needs to go in most occasions. He's been doing a really good job. We're really pleased with, you know, how he's been able to manage the games and deliver the ball where it needs to go. And as you mentioned, he does have the ability to get himself out of a little trouble, you know, with his feet and be able to do some things running the ball as well. So real pleased with how he's been able to pick up the new offense and what Coach Bowden has been asking him to do.
And then you touched on the ground, 227 yards again on the ground. Justin Covington over 100 for the second game in a row on only 8 carries, and then Jalen Jackson with just shy of 100 yards on just 10 carries. I think we talked about it a little bit, but those two guys continue to seem to give you a nice compliment as a 1-2 punch back there.
Yeah, they definitely do, and people have asked me, you know, what's the differences in their style and play and all that, and really they're more similar than they are different. They're both really strong, and they do a really nice job, you know, running through arm tackles and those types of things. But, you know, it's real good to see that those guys are able to go in there. We started out slow, as I said, in the first quarter, and Lehigh does a lot of things moving and blitzing linebackers and so on, so it took a little while for our offensive line and obviously our running backs to, you know, see where the holes were going to be and get those bodies covered up. So, but they were able to pop a couple long ones there, and Justin was able to get into the end zone on an 18-yard run, and they both had a 50-plus yard carry throughout the course of the game. So very good compliments to each other, as you mentioned.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You touched on 2 weeks in a row now with a pick six this time, Elijah Trent. At the time, it's a pretty tight game there in the second quarter. How big of a momentum play was that heading into the half?
Well, it's huge. It was very similar to our opener against Colgate, you know. It was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. And then it's a close game, as you just mentioned, and then we get the pick six by Elijah, and it just kind of adds an extra energy and momentum to the sideline. And, you know, from there we're able to, you know, settle in a little bit on defense and, you know, move the ball a little better, a little more consistently on offense, and it just sparks you big time. When you can get a special teams or a defensive score, it just pumps everyone up for sure.
This is a weird game in the fact of when you see a 38-10 game, you see the team with a 38 kind of controlling the ball. But Lehigh had the ball for long stretches, but your defense, while they were on the field, seemed to come up with a ton of big stops, especially there on fourth down.
Yeah, it was the, I guess, the bend but don't break mentality. You know, they did have a couple good drives. Their one touchdown drive to open up the second half, they controlled the ball well and converted their third downs. And then at the end of the game, they got the ball all the way down to inside our one-yard line. But they went for, four, I believe, five fourth down conversions, and we stopped them on four of them. So they did possess the ball, run a lot more plays than we did, and had the time of possession in their favor for sure. But, you know, some of the big plays that we had, like the 60-some yard run by Covington, the 50-plus yard run against Jalen, you know, that allowed us to maybe score a little quicker in the possessions that we did have. So I'll take the points over possession time any day of the week. But but they definitely – I agree with what you said, Rob. When you look at the score, you would think that the time of possession and those types of things may have been a little more in our favor, which they were not in this case.
10 tackles apiece defensively from Forrest Ryan and Amin Black. We talked a little bit about Forrest, but talk to me a little bit about Amin and what he's brought to your team.
Well, he does a great job. He's a high-energy guy. He's flies around in practice all the time. He does a great job. He's an inside backer. I made a comment to him in practice one time. It seems like more often than not, he doesn't get blocked. And he does a real good job eluding and, you know, getting off of blocks. So he's been a real nice addition to our linebacking core, and, you know, played some last year, and now he's getting the start nod this year. And, you know, Amin does a really good job. And like I said, he's a high-energy, high-motor guy, and he's fun to watch out there when he's making plays.
I feel like your defensive front has been really good over the first 2 weeks, putting pressure on the quarterback. Malik Fisher is one of those guys, a sack in each of the first two games. Have you been pleased with the pressure that those guys have been able to produce, which has led to some of those pick sixes?
Yeah, we definitely are excited about the pressure we are putting on the quarterback. Some blitz situations, but when we're not sending additional people, our defensive ends, Malik being one of them, are able to you know, get that pressure and maybe get the ball out a little sooner than the quarterback wants it to become. We only sacked them this one time this week, so they did a great job getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands, but we did put a little pressure on them, and, you know, we knocked them down a couple times and those type of things. So real pleased with how our defensive front guys have been playing. And second game in a row where we held the opponent to under 100 yards rushing. So we've done a good job against the run game, and obviously that starts with the guys up front as well.
Your team heads back out on the road to face Bucknell on Saturday. As you've taken a look, early look at Bucknell, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Yeah, we have looked at them. They do a number of things well. They just haven't been as consistent, I'm sure, as they've wanted to be. And I've seen Coach Cicchini make a couple comments in that area. They rotate three quarterbacks through, so I'm not sure if they'll continue that trend against us, but that's something that you have to get used to from a defensive perspective. You know, they're a four-down front, so we were able to face you know, some four-down front stuff this past weekend. But it's another challenge with another new coaching staff. You know, same with the Lehigh game. You know, Coach Gilmore came in there and replaced Coach Cohen, so you're preparing for someone with you know, a new head coach and some new coordinators, and this week will be the same. And we are going up to Bucknell, which I think the last time we played up there was 05, so it's been a while since we've gone up to Bucknell. It's another 6 o'clock game, you know, so maybe playing this last game at 6 o'clock will help us maybe better prepare, because that's not the normal schedule that we, you know, practice and play on. So we're excited for the challenges ahead with the Bucknell game. And, you know, as some coaches mentioned, I know Jim just mentioned the same thing, what they'll do in their bye week. The main focus on our end is, you know, are we playing well, and can we play consistently? And, you know, then we'll obviously study the schemes of the opponent and look on ways to attack them both offensively, defensively, and special teams. But, you know, another challenge lies ahead, and, you know, we're looking to just get back to taking them one at a time and, you know, try to get to 1-0 this week.
How much confidence do you, with as well as you played on the road at Colgate and now off to this 2-0 start, how much confidence do you feel like your team is playing with right now?
I think they're playing with pretty good confidence. I know they're playing with real good togetherness, and that's important. So, you know, we're just hoping that we can, you know, like I said, just take them one day and one play at a time. And, you know, we started out a little sluggish this past weekend, and as impressed as I was, and, you know, talked to you guys about before, the Colgate game, we didn't really have many mental mistakes. This week, we kind of got some of them in our opening drives. We went from 2nd and 5 and 2nd and 6 to 2nd and 10 and 2nd and 11 with some false starts in our opening drives and had to punt the ball away. So hopefully we can, you know, minimize those mistakes, and if we can continue to do what we've done as far as taking care of the football, we've received 3 turnovers and 2 have gone as for scores, and we haven't committed any turnovers yet. So that's the focus that we want to continue to move forward with.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning. Safe travels to Bucknell, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.